Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate. Good morning,
welcome
everybody.
Weed Day Wednesday, Christmas edition.
Very fun.
Very fun. How are you, Candace Kid?
I'm doing great, Bellstar. I'm actually hanging out in New Mexico.
Oh, well, aren't you lucky?
Yeah.
Do you hear Santa's bells in New Mexico?
I do. I can hear them all the way here.
Wow.
The sleigh bells? I can hear them.
Yes.
Christmas. Can you believe it's even here?
No, I can't believe it's even here. I can't believe it. It's here. Christmas is here.
How are you holding up?
I'm good. It's anything goes holiday show, and we announced that already. So if you're under 18 or if you're over 18, well, we don't care. And you better have a parent or guardian there because it's an anything goes show.
What could that mean, Belle? What could that possibly mean?
That could mean lots of bong hits, sleigh bells. That could mean Cheech and Chong. You know what it could mean? It could be Afro Man. How would you like to hear a Christmas song by Mr. Afro Man? This is great.
I think.
Are you ready?
Fantastic. I'm ready for it.
Okay, hang on. Let's get this show on the road here. Here we go. Oh, chronic tree.
Chronic tree, oh, chronic tree. With your leaves.
Sounds like you're smoking right now.
I'm going to smoke right now.
Chronic tree, oh, chronic tree. So hard to sell, I want you all for me.
Is someone laughing in the background?
Yeah.
Up this side of town. LAPD trying to shut me down. Oh, chronic tree, oh, chronic tree. Your leaves so green and sticky to me. On the cover of High Time magazine.
Yeah.
Zigzags, water bones for you, I fame. Oh, chronic, chronic tree.
Hey,
so hard to sell, I want you all for me. From Amsterdam to the CPT. Can't wait to pick your stems and seeds. Oh, chronic tree, oh, chronic tree. So hard to sell, I want you all for me.
And that was recorded live here in Studio C.
Oh, chronic tree, we love it. We love our chronic Christmas songs, our marijuana, Mary marijuana holidays. We love it. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
When anything goes, show.
Oh my God, it's hello Netherlands. Merry Christmas. It's already Christmas Eve there.
It is.
Okay, so Netherlands, do you celebrate Christmas Eve? Do you open your gifts tonight, or do you do it tomorrow? What do you do, Cannabis Kid?
We are actually. It depends.
Oh.
I'm getting a little bit of an echo.
Oh yeah, there's a little. Okay, go ahead.
We actually do Christmas Eve sometimes, and sometimes we do Christmas Day. This time we're actually doing Christmas Eve, I think, tonight. So we'll be opening at presents this evening.
And then tomorrow, we'll have a couple people that won't be here with us. So that's why we're doing it tonight. So it varies. It depends on just people's schedule. And I think if you get your presents done or opened either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, you're on the right track.
Oh, well, the Netherlands say they do not have a gift tradition with Christmas there. They have Sinterklaas on December 5th. I like it, and it's spelled Sinterklaas. Gotta love those Netherlands. I love it. My best friend's husband
Sinterklaas.
Is Denmark, so I get to hear all sorts of lakana for dinners and things. And God, he's a good cook. Can you move here and cook for me, please? Oh my goodness. Did you hear? Oh wait, gosh, I've got this new little thing on the computer here, but. Don't you love sleigh bells? Doesn't it just get you so excited? I mean, don't you think Santa's coming now? Or Sinterklaas?
Sinterklaas? A little bit.
I mean, seriously, does that not have like a pathology?
It reminds me of horses. It reminds me of sleigh bells like that are attached to horses, I think, because I've seen those more than the Santa thing.
Oh,
but
okay. Maybe the
Triple
Halftime Clydesdale horse show that we're all looking to every year. Right. Oh, anyway, I just play
a one-horse open sleigh, if you will.
Yes. one horse. That's it.
Well, a few. You could get a dozen. I don't think you need a dozen.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, go ahead.
I was just wondering, is there any of the... you've got a few people there live with you in the radio show? Or the radio station down there?
About 400 of us down here.
Keeping that audience live.
Jam packed. Even on Christmas Eve morning, people are just like.
Did you do Christmas presents under their seats? Like Oprah does?
Oprah style? Oh my gosh.
Uh huh.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Star style. Everyone's getting a new car.
Now everybody's getting a doobie.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Give away those weed treats.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. We love our weed treats. Woo-hoo!
Some cannabis edibles.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have been asking this gentleman to be on our show for quite some time, and I know he's going to at some point, but he did do a really good song that we're going to have to play right now. Are you ready for this one? And actually... I do have a favorite Christmas song. Does anyone know it? Anyone? Anyone? Any chatters out there? Any bloggers want to take a guess?
I'm going to say Winter Wonderland.
Good guess. It's actually The Little Drummer Boy. I always loved The Little Drummer Boy. And my mom used to like try and sing it and hum it, and I can still hear her trying to do that. But Mr. Willie Nelson, who was one of my mom's favorites, came up with The Little Dealer Boy. Are you ready for this?
Very nice. I'm ready, Willie.
Okay, we're going to see what happens here. And Steve Colbert.
I have no money in my coffer. No gold or silver do I bring. Nor have I precious jewels to offer. Celebrate the newborn king. Yet do not spurn my gift completely. O ye three wise men, please demur. Behold a plant that smokes more sweetly than either frankincense or myrrh. Sit around and in the sharing. stay. And let not mankind bogart love
you from my tree.
And the wise men started talking.
They're talking.
Grandmother's up already, and so she's got her friend who comes over and hangs out with her all day long and makes sure that they talk to her. It sounds worse than it is, but she just has company all day, like just someone who comes over and hangs out with her. And like Johnny and I are here, but you know, the lady is she's practically family, so it's like we all just kind of hang out all day when the holidays are here. So. But I get to be a little more loud here in the back bedroom.
excellent. Well, and my sound effects just died, so now you're going to have to be sound effects.
I'm going to have to be sound effects?
Yep, you're going to have to get loud. Get wild and crazy.
Right.
So, you know what? This has been a crazy year. This is the end of 2014. 2015
right.
is going to bring so many more marijuana policies and, well, you know, sadly, there are more states that are jumping aboard to sue Colorado, which is just silly. And go home. Go home. Get out of work. If you're working, you tell your bosses that we at Wednesday Wednesday said you could go home right now because you shouldn't even be there. We're not even open today. Tumbleweeds Health Center. We were made to take a day off. Woo-hoo! So, more
I really
states
do
are-
think the holidays should be spent
What's
with
that?
Family. I think the holidays should be spent with family.
They should be spent doing whatever you want. If you get a vacation, do with it as you will. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, sound effects are back. I love it. I love it. If you go to tumbleweedshellcenter.com, I don't know why I do that. It's a Yahoo thing. Isn't that Yahoo?
Yeah, it is Yahoo.
It sounds fun.
.com.
Oh, there they are. Looking for the readers because I'm old now. So if you go to tumbleweedshellcenter.com, and you go to their little news section. We brought on from the Weed Blog the top moments of marijuana for 2014. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, Will.
Cannabis Kid, do you have your tumbleweedshealthcenter.com up there?
I sure do.
She's so rough.
I'm getting to it right now. Damn. Okay.
Okay. It says the year is almost over, and I've been seeing many lists of top moments in the marijuana world from the past year. While I was at work this week, I reviewed other people's lists and pondered what I thought the top moments were for 2014. Below is a list of what I came up with. This is from the Weed Blog. The list is not in any particular order. If there's a moment you thought I missed or something you disagree with, feel free to post your comments in the section below the article. And you can go to theweedblog.com and find that actual article. But let's check it out. Legalization continues to spread. 2014 saw Oregon, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. legalize marijuana.
Woo-hoo.
If that doesn't deserve a round of applause, I don't know what is. And they joined Colorado and Washington. That's not bad for a mid-election year where conservative initiatives and candidates made a strong showing throughout the United States. Now that four states and our nation's capital have voted to legalize marijuana, the momentum is greater than ever to see marijuana prohibition ended nationwide. You want to know what I have to say about Mr.
What do you
Mr.
have to say,
President?
Val?
About Mr. President. Don't you just want to hear Marilyn go,
Happy birthday.
Anyway, so yeah, digression. There are a lot of people, Republicans, Democrats, who are not in favor of the president. First of all, I dare you to step into the president's shoes. And, you know, we all know it's not the president really running things. But look what this guy did for marijuana. If you're not happy about at least what he did for marijuana, hello.
Exactly.
And if you're not voting, you have no right to say a thing. Ha.
Exactly.
All right. Cannabis Kid,
good job. Well said, Val.
Thanks, Cannabis Kid. What do Florida voters have to say?
Oh, sorry. I'm skipping around. Right. But Florida voters says, yes, Florida did not legalize medical marijuana in 2014. However, the initiative received roughly 58% of the vote, which sends a clear message that medical marijuana legalization is virtually inevitable in Florida. Mm-hmm. The strong support for medical marijuana in Florida is undeemable, and the Florida legislature will have to either pass a true medical marijuana bill next year on its own or see supporters organize for a 2016 effort without the Florida legislators' input and have to live with the results.
Well, 58%.
So pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love it that something like this is really uniting a lot of different fields of people, groups of people. I mean, talk about union. I mean,
yeah,
we're definitely bringing people together with all of this.
We surely are, and it's a really good thing. It's a really good thing. Okay. Spending bill. The federal spending bill that recently passed and was signed by President Obama was very significant to the marijuana reform world. On one hand, it defunded medical marijuana raids by the feds. On the other hand, it attacked the will of the D.C. voters by including potentially harmful language aimed at derailing D.C. marijuana legalization implementation. The spending bill also defunded anti-hemp enforcement. The spending bill was good in some ways and bad in others, but its significance is undeniable either way you look at it. So the feds have no money to come get us. That's awesome. You know what? I hope that change is really, I hope it makes a really big change, because that's a scary thing, being, you know, thought that on a daily basis someone's going to bust your door down and take you away.
Right. Or, you know, just even feeling that you have the right to go across borders with your medication. I know that's different, but if there's no money being put towards this, shouldn't that be opening up for patients carrying around their small amount of cannabis?
Well, yes, and think about if you take, and I know where you're going with this, if you take all the money that was spent on all the raids, I mean, how many raids did they have a day in L.A.?
It was like a dozen.
Oh, my gosh. It was just amazing, and how many, you know, places got shut down. And think about all those funds. What are they going to do with that money now? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, here it says, feds. We had just talked about this last week, Belle. This is about, you know, the Native Americans here getting to cultivate marijuana and sell. Cultivate marijuana and sell it as well. Says feds allow Native Americans to legalize marijuana, cultivate, and sell. The United States government officially stated that the Native American tribes want to legalize marijuana cultivation and sales on tribal land. They will not stand in the way. While no Native American tribe has taken advantage of the policy change at this point, it's still tremendously significant because parts of America thought marijuana legalization was out of reach are now in play. See, this goes back. This is going to be amazing. I mean, the fields that they're going to be able to grow outside and, you know, on their land, like.
Are you kidding me? We're bringing them back.
Yeah.
We are bringing them back. And they deserve it.
I'm just really.
You know what? That's why we're playing a little Apache Mountain Spirit dance song right now, because they're coming back. And you can't give someone land and then tell them they can't do anything with it. Like. Don't even get me going on our founding forefathers.
Yeah,
we won't even get Bell Star going on that, because that's pretty much it. you know what we do have, though, that's really fun? We could read this a little bit. We could read this and do fun things. And I want to – these guys have also – now, these guys were scheduled to be on our show. at 4:20 p.m. on the evening that they released their movie, their animated movie, Cheech and Chong. We love these guys. And they didn't make the radio show because I think it was Channel 7 News was actually there live, so they got the interview. But that's all right. We're going to have them on again. They'll come on again. But guess what they have? They have their own rendition of Christmas, which we should hear.
The guy with the hair on his jaws. Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man. Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
No, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man. Yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha.
Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen.
Oh,
once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that. You know, like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Wow, did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man. Wow.
Typical freaks,
man. Yeah, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Hey, that's
eat the brownies, man. They drink that tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
They got the welfare check and the food stamps.
Yeah. No, one thing is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put it in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey, well, that's it. Yes, that's real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people. That's so much
the
class,
real story of Santa
so
Claus,
class, you know, like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice five, scandi apple red, and button top, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know? And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers?
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know? He used to hook them onto the
sled. What?
And they used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tabo, come on, Beppo. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky.
On Tabo.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah. And then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and they land on top of people's roofs. And then Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy. And he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man. And do this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No,
man,
how did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he, like,
marijuana.
How'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Marijuana.
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more to Santa Claus.
It's called hashish.
Get the reindeer off, man.
Oh, God, I'm off, man. Are you kidding me? And they flew all the way around the world, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man? Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
That's a drag.
Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean too much repression.
Right.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah. It's a drag. Could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
He still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
I can dig it.
Santa's in the black market.
Man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I
see. Now, that's
Bob
Dylan.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not
ready
to that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
All right. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Cheech and Chong's version of Santa Claus. It's the real story. It really happened. They got little, you know, on what did he say? Andavo.
Andavo. On blitz.
Andavo. On blitz. On hash. On Keith. That's right. They were on it. Awesome. Super fun. All right. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. It's the end of the year. We've had a lot of guests on our show this year, too. I should grab the Weed Say Wednesday book. You can always check back on the tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And if you go to the radio link and click on any of the pictures, just click the first picture that comes up. It'll take you right to Blog Talk Radio. And you can listen to all 2.5 years, over 100 shows of us jabbing away and informing you and hopefully entertaining you.
Educating.
Oh, yeah, that too. We like to educate a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, legal recreational marijuana sales begin. These are big steps in 2014, folks. This is huge for pot. Colorado started making legal recreational marijuana sales in January of 2014, and Washington started in July. There's still a lot of implementation to be done and kinks to be worked out. But the fact that a person can walk into a store in 2 states and buy marijuana for recreational purposes is just awesome. Tax revenues are being generated, jobs are being created, people, and local economies are being boosted, all of which are just amazing and great things. And it's just, really, I was talking with somebody the other day. I wear my tumbleweeds hat around, and I think I was at Ace Hardware. I don't know where I was, and someone said, oh, I like your hat. And we started chit-chatting about things. It's got a cute little pot leaf on it. And we started talking about jobs, and I think they said something about how cool it would be to work in a place like that anywhere in the marijuana industry. And I said, well, just, I said, get on Craigslist, you know, turn your resume into tumbleweeds. There are so many opportunities for people in the dispensary. You've got growers. You've got people have to trim all this stuff. They have to package all this stuff. They have to weigh all this stuff. They have to count all this stuff. I mean, there are endless amount of jobs you would not even believe. So just the fact
that you're a good cook, there's even cooks being hired. For their baking skills and their culinary skills.
Yeah.
If you're having a hard time finding restaurants, you know, that'll hire you. There's, like I said, there's places that around Arizona that are taking up baking and creating their own edibles and tinctures and tonics and anything that you can possibly think of to get cannabis into the system. Yeah, they're doing. So
they're doing it. Yeah, they're doing it big time. And you know where they're doing it?
Where?
In a pot shop.
In a pot shop.
All right, Ken, take a break. Everyone can go to the bathroom, grab a snack, a coffee, heat it up, and we'll be right back after our favorite song.
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right. Welcome back to Weed Say Wednesday, everybody. Are you with me, Cannabis Kid? Did I lose you? Hello? Uh-oh. Maybe we're going to have to get Cannabis Kid to call back in. Are you there? Well, I'll just shoot him a text message and tell him to call us back. Because we don't have him any. Oh, are you there? Oh, he's back. Cannabis Kid's back. All right. Welcome back, Cannabis
Kid. Hi, guys.
Kid.
Sorry. Welcome back.
Welcome back. We were just about to call you on our cell phone and just see what was going to happen. Because it's the Anything Goes Cannabis Kid show.
I had to run and get a little snack.
I did, too.
I was getting hungry. I'm having a Simply Fit chewy snack bar by Melaleuca. They're delicious.
Maybe I'll go grab one of my snack bars. I just had a piece of cheese.
Well, you probably need to boost it up there, Bellstar. We got a show to do.
Yeah, I just needed my protein. my pro- you know, well, you really know, quickly, I want to give some shout-outs real quick, and I'm really sorry to interrupt.
Let's do
but
some shout-outs.
We miss our Grand Island girl. That's a good one. Hello, New York. Hello, Buffalo. I don't know that you're going to get snow for Christmas, but we're excited that you're not 16 feet underneath the snow trying to pull yourself out. And we'd like to say, give a shout-out to Mr. Jim. We'll call him Mr. Jim. And we just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and everybody in your family. And we really appreciate your love and support. And we appreciate all the love and support we get from everybody. We get Christmas cards at Tumbleweeds Health Center. I can't tell you how much that warms our heart to get a card in the mail, because that means someone's thinking about you and someone cares about you. And that's a really sweet thing. We got a bunch of those down there. We get our bloggers every week all the way across the world. They call in, they blog in from the Netherlands, they blog in right from here in town. We've got local bloggers, we've got bloggers in Minnesota, we've got them in California, Arizona,
Florida,
Georgia, they're everywhere, Colorado, we've got people everywhere. We've got over 52,000 listeners, and it's because of you we do this show every week, and we love it, and we just want to thank you, and if we could give you all something under your tree, it would be a giant joint to say thanks, and we love you. Cannabis Kid. I warmed up my cup of coffee. This is so nice. I wish I left all my Christmas cookies that I got from my bestie at the health center. I'm going to have to go get some of those today because those are delicious. All right.
You can't leave cookies somewhere.
No. You can't. Mm-hmm. You really can't. No. It's not a good thing to do. So, all righty. So back, so we've got, so far, in 2014, we've got legalization. We've got Florida voters are almost there. We've got some spending bills. We've stopped the feds from hopefully doing raids. Feds are now allowing Native Americans to legalize and cultivate, which is awesome. We've got legal recreational sales in Colorado and Washington. And now major media outlets get on the right side of history. Mainstream media has a long track record of supporting reefer madness and spreading anti-marijuana propaganda.
Boo.
However, 2014.
I wonder if Anslinger's money ran out.
Yeah. Yeah, his fund.
Serious. I mean, someone must have been paying them for a long time. Now it's just like, who cares, dude?
Yeah,
let it
done.
Go.
In 2014 saw a significant change with many mainstream media outlets coming out in support of legalization. The largest of those was the New York Times. That was awesome. That was a really big step.
It really
2014
was.
Has been huge. You know, we started in 2011, and we were whispering about what we did back then because it was a little scary to say you were
talking about that.
In the marijuana industry, in the marijuana business, because, you know, people looked at you half cockeyed and sideways, and now it's just, that's all, you say CBD, and people go, yeah, it's like saying iPad or iPod or, you know, buying a new bike for Christmas, you get yourself a new bong for Christmas. It's just in the vocabulary now. And guess what? Obama admits that marijuana is not worse than alcohol. President Obama made a statement when it comes to marijuana policy, but one of the most significant came at the beginning of 2014 when he admitted in an interview with the New Yorker that marijuana is not worse than alcohol. It, of course, would be nice to see him bring public policy in line with that statement, but that has yet to happen. His words are still significant, however, because many of his predecessors would never admit such a fact. And like I said before, you know what? Go Obama. If he did anything right with his two terms, he's got us some pot. And he's got a lot of people relief. And, you know, it's the policies across the country, they're all kind of cockeyed and half-maimed and whatever silly CBD this, or you can't smoke that, or you can only vape this, or you can only use pills. At least they're starting somewhere. And at least they're bringing relief to those people that can get aboard the program. And now there's a starting off point where people can fight from. They can start, they can get put up their little sweatshirts because it's a little chilly, and get out there and speak up for our beautiful plant. Hey, and guess what? Did you see this
What's
one?
Up, Belle?
Did you see grandma's getting high on the
yes,
video?
I wanted to talk a little bit about grandma's getting high.
Yeah.
I sent that on over. I think that's a great one. And also, there's a little lady. She is 91, and she is doing a cooking show.
Oh, Canada's cooking show?
Yeah, called The Munchies.
Oh, wow. Well, would you like to hear
we'll
a little bit of the grandma video?
I would, yes. Let's play it.
Yeah, let's play it. All right, here we go. This
it's
is
not
these
that
are
long.
Three grandmas. Yeah, three grandmas that are smoking pot. All right, here we go. Let me see if I can get this system going here. Okay, so this is just background music. They're showing. Oh, I hope they're gonna like play something from this.
They will. They will. They will.
All right.
They're gonna start talking to them.
No, I've never smoked marijuana.
Okay.
I was too busy raising children. I was a suburban housewife, and we had our cigarettes and our cocktails, and we were happy.
Yes.
No, I've never smoked marijuana before.
It's happening, but let's bring it up there and let them just handle it.
Oh, I have nerves. All of a sudden, I have butterflies.
We don't put a bong in front of this.
Are you comfortable, or do you want me to light?
It's probably like 65.
Okay, let's.
I mean, and then just inhale from the top.
Oh, geez.
And
it's
going to drag smoke into here.
There we go. Stand by one.
Okay. She's, there
so,
you
yeah,
go. Oh, my gosh. She's lighting it.
You can let go of the lighter.
Now
okay.
Take a breath. Oh.
Oh, she's
maybe
inhaling,
not.
Mr. Clinton.
Smooth.
Oh, smooth. She said it's smooth. And now she's smiling. Woo.
You need more.
Number two.
You need more.
She said you need more. Oh,
put
there you go.
Put your whole face over that. Yes, there.
Oh,
do it like
put
you
your
mean
whole face
it.
Over.
Put your
oh, yeah. Do it like you mean it.
Oh,
my God. Karen,
it. Oh, it's my turn.
It's your turn.
Oh, my God. They're doing more. This is the first time any of them have ever smoked pot, and they're ripping bong load after bong load. Okay, the second lady just sat back.
I think it was easier than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it was better to do the bong and not cigarette, the joint.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Yes. 5 minutes later.
Okay.
Yeah, I can feel some tingle in my brain.
Can you?
I feel like I'm smiling. 10 minutes later, people.
You've played this before.
Oh, they're playing Jenga now.
Well, I didn't know you could use all your hands.
No, you can't.
Oh, you can't?
Oh,
yay! Yay! Can't make that.
15 minutes later.
And how for the straw?
Oh, they're going to do a vaporizer.
Well, I won't tell you what was going through my mind.
She probably thought it was a... well, it looks like
well,
that.
Going
I thought it was a dildo, but I've never seen anything on the end of it like this.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they're vaping.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, feels like nothing.
Oh, this could be dangerously fun.
Dangerously
no,
fun.
I was watching
the light there.
Oh, forget
yes,
the light.
Green, you can go. Green
go.
Means go.
Go.
All right.
Cannabis Kid,
that
did you put the link onto this and watch it?
You want to
yes,
swallow.
I put it in. It's on the radio show.
An actual smoke.
20 minutes.
Okay, in the new Disney Channel movie, Hannah Montana struggles with what for the first time? Christopher Walken or a bleached asshole?
Oh, my God.
Which one?
The bleached asshole.
Oh, thank you. 25 minutes into it. Okay, now they're eating. Now they're on to eating. I hope those aren't medicated. 30 minutes later.
Yes, they're medicated.
I love the iron.
Oh, God.
You do?
I love
yeah.
the iron.
You're kind of weird.
35 minutes later.
Ooh, coming to Broadway this season, blank the musical. Okay, so it'd be the South or Queefy? What's Queefy?
Queffrey?
Queffrey. No, there's no R.
Fleffy?
Queffy? Anybody know what
Queffy is? Q-U-E-E-F-I-N-G.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody know what that really is?
It's a very modern word.
Is it? Are there other... Is there more terminology that we'd probably know?
We're all friends now.
okay. Fooling around a lot.
When too much air builds up during insertion. Yep.
Oh, then let's do that one. All right. Welcome to Broadway this season. Pussy farts.
Oh, my God. 40 minutes.
I do it. I really feel like the muscles here in my neck seem not as tight. And I see a lot of benefits for it.
Yeah.
I totally lost track of what you were talking about.
I know. And then sometimes when we're up here, we just get so, like,
what were you saying?
I'm feeling like I really don't care. He's so cute. And so...
A little bit of tea, I get up a notch.
Uh-oh.
Are you sure
the
that
tea.
Was tea? Oh, no, go on.
Okay, so go ahead and tell
how I feel.
Tell a story, and
I think I really inhaled a lot.
Oh, you did.
But I do not feel as high as they feel look to me. I don't feel to me as high as they look to me.
Oh, brother.
I would do it again.
Oh.
I'm getting chips open.
They're eating Doritos. No grandmas were harmed in the making of this video.
Isn't that great?
That was fantastic. That was the first time that I had actually watched that. I hadn't watched it yet. So
you know, Culture Magazine had posted that a couple weeks ago, maybe even a month ago. And they had an old article about it, and it's just great to see where we were a year ago, you know, even where we were 10 years ago, to where we are now with just, you know, Belle, how you were talking about just being really open about all of this. And that's not something to be smug or, you know, oh, you smoke pot or, oh, you know, it should be, you know, you're using it as a medicine. It's using it as recreational. It's way better for you than a lot of other things out there. And if it makes you happy, like it sure did those three little ladies, you know, keep on doing it.
Well, and when people come to Tumbleweeds and we talk to them and they're scared of this high, you know, I explain it as a little bit of happy. And I always say, what's wrong with a little bit of happy? You know, a high can be, and this is something that, you know, we're gonna do at Tumbleweeds Health Center. We're going to put up a chart that explains what, quote, high means for people, because it's different for everybody, and it can be a lot of different things. It can
it's
be
like
happy.
Scale.
It can be energetic. It can be creative. Mm-hmm. Dr. Lester Grinspoon says it is enhancing. It could be just complete and utter energy. It's spiritual for some
people. You could have a ton
people.
Of creativity. You could just be sitting there and thinking of a ton of things.
Mm-hmm.
It
like
could
the
be
said,
relaxed.
She said, I feel like I'm smiling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you
can make you very happy. And what does this is the terpenoids. I mean, there's filled with terpenoids in there. When you smell and you taste things and you use it in a certain way, these are all released and go right into your brain. They just make things happen.
They do. They absolutely do. So, Anne, check this out. The next article is what's the difference between THC and CBD? The cannabis plant contains dozens of cannabinoids. The most well-known cannabinoid for a long time has been tetrahydrocannabinol, THC. But as more scientific research is conducted involving cannabis and its ability to be used as a medicine, more and more people are learning about other cannabinoids, especially cannabidiol, CBD. The last couple of years, interest in CBD has grown exponentially as it's been featured on numerous television episode showing how well it works in treating people who suffer from severe epilepsy. One of the most common questions I get asked these days is, what's the difference between THC and CBD? The most important thing I try to get people to grasp is that THC will get you high, assuming you consume enough of it, and CBD will not. THC has psychoactive properties that affect your brain and give you a, quote, buzz, while CBD does not. I have talked to many, many people that avoided medical cannabis at all costs simply and only because they didn't want to be high all the time. Once they understood that there are dozens of cannabinoids and that they all don't get you stoned, specifically CBD. They are much more open to the idea of trying medical cannabis. So here's a brief description of THC. And he says, this is quoted via Wikipedia. THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, or more precisely, its main isomer, trans, delta-9, tetrahydrocannabinol, 6R, delta-9, tetrahydrocannabinol, is the principal psychoactive constituent or cannabinoid of the cannabis plant, first isolated in 1964 by Israeli scientists Raphael Meshulam and Yashel Gaoni, at the Weizmann Institute of Science. It is a water, clear, glassy solid when cold, which becomes viscous and sticky if warmed. So there you go. For a more thorough description, watch the video below, courtesy of SC Labs. So you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can go to weedblog.com and just click on their video. And Project CBD explained a brief explanation of the cannabidiol CBD. Is a cannabis compound that has significant medical benefits but does not make people feel stoned, quote, and can actually counteract the psychoactivity of THC. The fact that CBD-rich cannabis doesn't get one high makes it an appealing treatment option for patients seeking anti-inflammatory, anti-pain, anti-anxiety, anti-psychotic, anti-spasm effects without troubling lethargy or dysphoria. To sum it up, if you want to get high, consume strains or products made from strains that are high in THC. If you don't want to get high but still get the medical benefits of cannabis, consume strains or products made from strains that are high in CBD. Be aware that all cannabinoids, THC, CBD, and beyond, have a medical benefit, and it's important to research which strains contain which levels of cannabinoids and what cannabinoids are best suited for the particular condition you are trying to treat. I will be writing more articles moving forward on what strains work best for what conditions. It's worth noting that just because someone claims that X strain is known to have a certain percentage of THC and CBD doesn't mean that every plant ever produced of that strain will always have those percentages and ratios of THC and CBD. Different grow methods and factors can change those levels. So always make sure what you are buying has been tested by a reputable testing facility if cannabinoid levels are important to you. So that's a really good thing to do and a really good thing to be aware of is testing. And anybody can get their stuff tested. You don't have to be a major dispensary or you don't have to bring pounds and pounds. You need a gram. That's all you need to be tested, and anyone can do it. So,
and it's anywhere from like $35 to $45 a gram to get it tested?
Yeah.
Is that what I was? Yeah.
Yeah, something about that.
But you get the full... Yeah, I mean, and they work with you more if the more you bring in, the more different strains. So, you know, if you're having like 10 tested at a time, I mean, that might be something that you get a discount on. But I always say, go get your stuff tested. Know what's in your stuff. You know, there's so many different products out there that, you know, people are using to aid off bugs and pests and things like that. And you never know. It's just good to know what you're using. It's your medicine. You're inhaling this. You're eating this. It's good to know what's going inside your system, because if you're trying to get better from one thing by thinking that you're doing it and it's actually making you more sick, you're not doing yourself a favor.
Right. Well, and, you know, I have actually heard of patients that have gone to dispensaries and then have taken the dispensary medicine and had it tested. So
very nice.
Yeah. That's
it can
nice.
Be expensive.
So
I mean,
what's that?
I said that can be expensive
for
that patient.
Sure, but if they're scared
if
and they want to make sure
works,
they're getting a reliable source, and
it's
what
true.
If the dispensary themselves aren't testing, then they can go do it, you know, for not too, maybe, you know, it's not too expensive.
dispensary should be testing.
Yeah.
Ask your dispensaries. If you don't think they are, ask them and see. They might have a, you know, a little notebook in the back or a folder filled with the information on that strain. So just make sure you ask. Sometimes they're not necessarily the information's not necessarily put out there for you. But you ask, and I'm sure they will let you know.
Yes. In fact, I know I did see Earth Healing had their strains tested in. They had their little graphs and stuff, and they showed how much THC and CBD and CBN. And I think actually their AZ Med testing is doing like 9 different cannabinoids. That was the last rumor I heard. That would be cool.
That's fantastic.
That would be fantastic. That would be awesome. So it really has, speaking of awesome, it really has been an awesome year. There's a school offering courses on the sale of marijuana in Massachusetts. it's crazy.
Awesome.
And you can find that at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There's so much happening right now, and 2015 is going to just see this landslide continue. I know Arizona, there's a representative in Arizona that wants to legalize in 2015 before we even put it to ballot.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's totally awesome. They want complete control before anything happens, you know, from this on a state or federal level. And Tumbleweed Health Center will be bidding on their dispensary that they'll be getting in 2015. Won't that be a blast? Medication.
That'll be awesome.
Oh, we love medication. So thank you. We want to just say, you know, take a couple moments here to say thank you to everybody that always tunes in here, and from the Netherlands to local folks to, you know, we have people that come in the health center and say, hey, I listen to your radio show, and it's always, you know, it's surprising and it makes us happy. And it's good to know that you guys are out there wanting education, because it's the most important thing and is what has helped spread this wonderful plant. And we're sowing our seeds all across this country. Our little hemp seeds are growing. Our cannabis seeds are growing. And our minds are opening, which is what is even more important than anything else. It's sad that people are having to suffer to get people's minds to change. But it's how we, you know, we learn and grow.
That's how we grow as a community, you know. People have to actually see it happening, see change, and, you know, some people are harder to see that change.
Yeah.
And just have to work with them more. And you knowing that something is right and should be right and went wrong for a really wrong reason is something that we need to take back.
Yep. And we're changing. It's going to be a new year, and this has been a fun holiday show.
It has been a fun holiday show. Thank you, Belle.
Thank you, Cannabis Kid. It's been a really great year. We've had some amazing, amazing guests on. You'll have to check out our whole list if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you go to the radio link. You can actually scroll down to the very bottom, and there's a whole list of folks that we've had on. And it's a crazy little list. We had Brave Michaela on, Doug Banfelder, All Bud. We love them. We had Dr. Lester Grinspoon on. We had Earth Healing Dispensary on. That was a fantastic show. And from the Tucson Weekly, we had Mr. Smith on when he was doing things. We had the creator
from Holy Smokes.
Yes, we did. We had Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP. We had Patients at a Time. We had Marijuana MPP, we had SSDP, all sorts of folks on, and it has been just a really, really, really awesome year, and we have loved each and every moment of doing each and every show. You guys all know sometimes it's hard to get up and wake up early in the morning, but we do it because we love it, and we love you all, and the most important thing always is to get educated and to share it with people, because that's how we spread it, and that's how the avalanche keeps going, and that's how we do it. We want to thank everybody in Tucson, Arizona, for supporting Tumbleweeds Health Center all throughout the year and coming, and everyone in the state of Arizona who comes from all over the places to get certified, because you should. $85 certification, $65 renewals. Come on down and get certified and support your local little cannabis health center. We love you all, and Cannabis Kid, you are so loved and so appreciated each and every week that you are here with me. It is just
a
joy.
Thank you, Belle. I'm glad I got to spend it with you today.
Yes, me too. Enjoy your time over there in New Mexico. Give love to everybody. Yes, and remember,
be smart.
Be smart. Be safe.
Be safe.
And
educate. Take care, Bellstar. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Cannabis Kid. Happy holidays,
everybody.
Happy
holidays, everybody.